Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Anita. How may I assist you?
Yes, you people sell the keto.
Excuse me, I can't hear you.
You people sell a
keto. Can't hear you.
Do you people sell the keto products?
The keto?
K-E-T-O.
Keto, yes.
You do.
I'm sorry, can you come back into the phone? Yeah, stay just like that. You keep going away from the phone.
Right. I bought a product from you folks last month, and the charge was $6.70.
You're losing connection.
You have now put through a charge for $92.90 when I reported to the fraud squad of B of A.
You reported it to fraud?
I did not order any product after the one I ordered 1 month ago for $6.70. I'm now showing up on my statement using my credit card and billing it $92.90. What is it that you're billing me for?
What's your zip code, sir?
91354.
First and last name?
William Kenneth Pratt, P-R-A-T-T.
For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
I'm sorry?
For security purposes, may you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, 2395 1 Decoro Drive, number 136, Valencia, California, 91354.
Yes. So, it looks like you did pay $6.70 for the NutriSlim Fit Keto. Now, this is a natural dietary supplement used to decrease any appetite.
Is that $2.70?
Yes. So, the $92.90.
I did not order that, hon. And
so
I did not receive it.
It says it was shipped on the 24th. You ordered it on the 22nd, the $6.70.
I did not order it, hon. I did not order it. So, as I say, I've reported it to the B of A. I've received no product. I ordered no product. And I want the charge dismissed.
Well, sir, I will have to send you over to the fraud department who will do a thorough investigation.
That's fine. Send me to whatever department you wish.
Just a moment, I have to notate your account before it's transferring your call over. All right, Mr. Pratt. Okay, so now this time I will be transferring your call, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.